Former World Under-20 Athletics champion Kipyegon Bett has passed away at the age of 26 in Bomet, Kenya, following a brief illness. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The talented 800m specialist rose to prominence after winning the Junior World title in 2016 and securing a bronze medal at the Senior World Championships in London in 2017. However, his promising career faced significant challenges when he was handed a 4-year doping ban in 2018, which severely impacted his return to the sport. According to his sister, Purity Keery, Bett had been experiencing stomach pains for about a month and was diagnosed with a liver problem. He had been in and out of the hospital and, after vomiting blood last week, was admitted for treatment. "He told me he was in pain and asked our dad, who is a pastor, to pray for him because he didn't feel he would survive," Keery recounted. Tragically, he passed away shortly after their visit. "We tried everything to save him, but he left us. It's very painful," she added. Athletics Kenya official Barnaba Kora remembered Bett as one of the most talented half-milers, and described him as polite and amiable. His struggles with alcohol and depression after his ban were evident, as Keery shared how Bett's mental health deteriorated during his absence from the sport. "When Kipyegon was banned, he started drinking heavily and struggled with his mental health," she said. "We wanted to help him, but he often disappeared when we tried to take him to rehab." Bett's suspension stemmed from a refusal to submit a sample, followed by a positive test for erythropoietin, EPO. His ban ended in August 2022, but the challenges of returning to athletics proved overwhelming. "Before his death, we planned to try one more time to take him to a rehabilitation center," Keery explained. Bett, the fourth of six siblings, was inspired to pursue athletics by his sister, a former Commonwealth gold medalist. His coach, Japheth Kamei, remembered his incredible potential, recalling that Bett once beat 800m world record holder David Rudisha in a race. "I expected him to return to athletics, but he faced many challenges," Kamei said. Kenya has invested significantly in anti-doping efforts, especially since the 2016 Rio Olympics, but the nation has seen over 70 athletes sanctioned in recent years. The World Anti-Doping Agency has raised concerns over budget cuts to the Anti-Doping Agency of Kenya, ADAK, which may further jeopardize the integrity of Kenyan athletics. Following Bett's passing, Barnaba Kora highlighted the devastating effects of doping, particularly on young athletes. "The impact of doping is always catastrophic, especially for a young and inexperienced lad," he said. "We wish those who introduce such harmful practices to young athletes could understand the long-term consequences." Bett's untimely death serves as a stark reminder of the challenges faced by athletes and the importance of mental health support and ethical practices in sports. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.